I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A pastoral letter addressing racism is on track for a vote in November by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Bishop Sheldon Faub of Louisiana, the chairman of the bishops' ad hoc committee on racism, said the document will focus on concerns that affect Native Americans and African Americans today and the way Hispanics are being targeted with racist language and actions. Specifically, some of the issues the document will look at are the concerns over the increased racist language and actions in American society, how racism affects policy and institutions, and it will urge for honest self-reflection. China's government has responded to the Trump administration's implementation of tariffs on Chinese products and announced that they will impose, quote, equal strength penalties on U.S. goods. China's Commerce Ministry also stated they are withdrawing from deals to buy more American farm goods and other exports. In April, a $50 billion list of possible goods included soybeans, light aircraft, orange juice, whiskey, and beef, products that would impact many rural areas and farms. Trump's tariffs on Chinese products were in response to claims that Beijing steals foreign technology or pressures governments to give over the information. The products that were targeted in the penalties were, according to officials, those that benefited from industrial policies that break China's free trade commitments. A judge has jailed Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Manafort had been on house arrest awaiting trial. However, the judge revoked his house arrest after newly filed obstruction of justice charges. Manafort is the first Trump campaign official to be jailed as a part of the investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller and was awaiting two criminal trials where he risks the chance of spending the rest of his life in prison. In her ruling, Judge Amy Berman Jackson stated she, quote, struggled with the decision, but in the end she could not, quote, turn a blind eye to his behavior. During his homily today, Pope Francis spoke out against the exploitation of women and the treatment of women as objects. The Pope said that there is a, quote, terrible rage against women and that people should reflect on how women have become, quote, slaves of the throwaway mentality. Pope Francis spoke of how Jesus recognized a woman's dignity and treated them as equal to men because he understood that God created both males and females in his image. He urged better reflection and taking notice on how doing or saying certain things against women is akin to showing contempt for God's image. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.